something. So David was to go and take his brothers and other people. They were in trenches fighting the Philistines. And so now his dad's going to instruct him to, here, go take some stuff to him for lunch and, you know, be down there with him. So this is what's going on. And David was the youngest, and the three eldest followed Saul. But David went and returned from Saul to feed his father's sheep at Bethlehem. And the Philistine grew near morning and evening and presented himself 40 days. And Jesus said unto David his son, take now for thy brethren an ephah of this parched corn and these 10 loaves, and run to the camp to the brethren, and carry these 10 cheeses unto the captain of their 1,000, and look how thy brethren fare, and take their pledge. Now Saul and they, and all the men of Israel, were in the valley of Elah, fighting with the Philistines. And David rose up early in the morning and left the sheep with the keeper, and took and went as Jesse had commanded him. And he came to the trench as the host was going forth to fight, and shouted for the battle. For Israel and the Philistines had put the battle in array, army against army. And David left his carriage in the hand of the keeper of the carriage, and ran into the army, and came and saluted his brethren. And as he talked with them, behold, there came up the champion, the Philistine of Gath, Goliath by name, out of the armies of the Philistines, and spake according to the same words as David heard them. And all of the men of Israel, when they saw the man, fled from him and were sore afraid. And the men of Israel said, have you seen this man that has come up? Surely to defy Israel is he come up, and he shall be that the man who killeth him, the king will enrich him with great riches, and will give him his daughter and make his father's house free in Israel. I mean, they're really buttering this up, man. Whoever goes out there and kills this dude, you're going to get lost stuff, right? Mm-hmm. This is nothing. You can go out there and do it. But everybody was afraid of him. And David spake to the men that stood by him, saying, what shall be done to the man that killeth the Philistine and taketh away the reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? And the people answered him after this manner, saying, so shall it be done to the man that killeth him. And Eliba, his eldest brother, heard him when he spake unto the men, and Eliba's anger was kindled against David, and he said, why camest thou down hither, and with whom hast thou left those few sheep in the wilderness? I know thy pride and thy naughtiness of thine heart, for thou art come down that thou mightest see the battle. And David said, what have I done? Is there not a cause? And he turned from him toward another and spake after the same manner, and the people answered him again after the former manner. And when the words were heard which David spake, they rehearsed them before Saul, and he sent for him. And David said to Saul, let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant will go and fight with this Philistine. And Saul said to David, thou art not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for thou art just a youth, and he a man of war from his youth. And David said unto Saul, thy servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear, and took a lamb out of the flock, and I went after him, and smote him, and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he rose up against me, I caught him by his beard, and smote him, and slew him. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear. And this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he hath defied the armies of the living God. David's faith is so strong, he's going, why are y'all freaking out? This guy's just a man, and we got God on our side. Hold on, I'm sorry. All closed up. He just can't believe everyone's just, oh, I'm so scared. This big old guy's going to get us. Oh, no. And you're just a boy. Well, there's going to be a tenfold to this, so just hang on. I'm making a mess up here.
Oh, well.
That's just how I roll. Okay. So, and Saul armed David with his armor. Got ahead of myself. And Saul said unto David, go then, and the Lord be with thee. And Saul armed David with his put a helmet on, a brass upon his head. Also he armed him with a coat of mail. And David girded his sword upon his armor, and he essayed to go, for he had not proved it. And David said unto Saul, I cannot go with thee, for I have not proved them. And David put them off of him. I mean, we're talking about a kid, and they're putting all this heavy armor on him. He goes, I can't even walk here. And he took his staff in his hand and chose him 5 smooth stones out of the brook and put them in a shepherd's bag, which he had even in a scrip, and his sling was in his hand. And he drew near to the Philistine. Don't you know everybody's in the back going, oh man, he is going to get slaughtered. We're going to sit right here and see David die. And the Philistine came on and drew near unto David, and the man that bare the shield went before him. So there was a guy that was in front of him, obviously, that had a shield. Like, kind of, well, I'm going to protect you a little because you're so young and you're, you know, you're the last person we need going out here. And the, when the Philistine looked at David and saw David, he disdained him, for he was but a youth and ruddy and of a fair countenance. And the Philistine said unto David, am I a dog that thou comest to me with staves? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. And the Philistine said to David, come to me, and I will give thy flesh unto the fowls of the air and to the beasts of the field. Then said David to the Philistine, thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. This day will the Lord deliver thee into my hand, and I will smite thee and take thine head from thee, and I will give the carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth. I believe this is how those rat people do something, then the other rat people try to do it better. It was just banter back and forth. That all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel, and all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. And it came to pass, when the Philistine arose and came and drew nigh to meet David, that David hasted and ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. And David put his hand in his bag and took thence a stone and slain it, and smote the Philistine in his forehead, that the stone sunk into his forehead, and he fell upon his face to the earth. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone, and smote the Philistine and slew him, but there was no sword in the hand of David. Therefore David ran and stood upon the Philistine and took his sword and drew it out of the sheath, therefore, and slew him and cut off his head therewith. And when the Philistines saw that Jabin was dead, they fled. Now, there's a lot to this story. Number one, David had so much faith in God that no matter what, why are y'all scared? God can get you through anything. Then the Philistine being all puffed up and all this, well, they bring this little kid, while this is an insult. Now, while we can relate to this, there are things that we fear that are very big in our lives. Now, God chose David, a young boy, to go do this because of his faith. He can use any of us, no matter if you're disabled, or you can't hear, you can't see, you're in a wheelchair, you can't walk good, you can't talk good, whatever it is, God can use us. He can use even us. The thing of it is having the faith to know that no matter what giants we have in our lives that stand before us, that we can tackle them because we are in God's army and we have the faith to do it. You know, the Philistines thought they were so bad, but look at our guy, yeah, he's so big, he don't get y'all. And as soon as he died, he saw this little kid standing on top of his body with that sword and cutting his head off. And went, okay, well, my bad, we'll see you later. But David, what is your deal? Why are y'all so scared of him? Yeah, he's a giant, but this is God's army. God's going to see us through. I mean, he has so much faith. So the thing is today, is no matter where you are in your life, what's going on with you, God can use you.
Amen.
There is no reason why God cannot choose to use any of us. Some of us are disabled, and it's terrible to try to get around or to talk or whatever, but God can use you. You are expected to be used. More than that, you are to be expected to have enough faith to know that whatever that giant is in your life, it could be sickness, it could be money problems, it could be loneliness, it could be sadness, it could be depression, it could be fear of what's going to happen in the future. Whatever your giants are in your life, just have faith like David did. I'm in God's army. This is done, man. I'm going to come over there and cut your head off, and I'm going to stand on your chest and beat my chest. I mean, it was such a great story because David knew that it was going to be okay. Wouldn't that be nice if things come up in our lives and we can just go, well, you know what? This place is pretty bad right now. But it doesn't matter because I'm in God's army. God's going to win it for me. I mean, that just comes down to how much faith we have. And those giants that come, I'm telling you, we're going to have one little demon sitting on one side and one little angel on the other side. The demons are going to tell you, you can't do that. There's no way you can do that. You can't talk right. You can't go up to that person and talk about Jesus. While you're in a wheelchair, you can't do that. Well, you can't hear very good. You can't do that. But the angel of God is going, you are a warrior. You are special. You have the faith to do anything because God's already won the war. We're warriors. We are to trample on the enemy. Amen?
Amen.
You're supposed to have the faith to know that, yeah, right now really hurts. What I'm going through is really, really, really bad. But I have faith to know that if I'm in God's army, I'm God's kid, and He loves me, and I have the faith of David that I can go out and face any of my fears, no matter how big they look. You know, being disabled, I cannot imagine why I have mental problems, so. But being disabled, like Pastor being blind, Linda with MS, April and Deborah being blind, also Teresa with cerebral palsy, things that Pam goes through, Kelvin with his stroke.
Just like advice on that, how can you be blind and have children, be caregivers and all that, and how can you be disabled and live at home, you know, so society doesn't know.
Right, they don't help, but thankfully we don't listen to people of the world because the world is going to tell you bad things. You know, we don't want to be entertained by the world. We are a different breed. We are a different breed because we are children of the King. And we can do anything because Jesus loves you. The Comforter is inside of you telling you, come on, let's go. Come on, this is the Holy Spirit. Come on, you can do it. But come on, stick out your chest and let's go. I don't want to go talk to them. Come on, you're a warrior. You have faith of David. David was young. He brought that giant down big time. You can do it. So y'all can do anything. You make a way to do it. And that's what we've got to start standing on, knowing that our capabilities are not of our own. It's what God gives us. All you have to do is be open and go, hey, I'm here for you. Whatever you want me to do, I'll do. Or I'm darn going to try it. Because you know why? Jesus already won the victory. The victory is ours. This is a good ending. This is like a Hallmark channel. Yeah, things are going to screw up and things are going to be said, crazy. But you know in the end, the man and the woman are going to get together and kiss and love each other. David would cry and cry. Why would you watch this Hallmark movie knowing you know what's going to end? What's going to happen? The man and woman, they used to be together. Now she's coming back to town, and his wife died, and they have a kid, and they're going to fall in love and be happy ever after. Oh, because it's not stressful. It's a happy ending. You know, he liked those suspenseful things. And went, I can't stand that. I can't sleep. But, you know, it is, we got a happy ending. The ending is already happy. Happy, happy. We should be doing the happy dance like the penguins. So know who you are in God. You are a warrior.
I am a warrior. I am here to destroy you.
I mean, we've got to quit letting fear guide us. Yeah, you got, Larry's got bad things in his life. I mean, his wife has gone down in health. He has to take care of her. Ruth has gone down in health. You know, she passes out a lot. April's got things in her life. Anita's got things in her life. Health issues. Kimmy's got health issues. Dawn's got health issues. But you know what? We're warriors.
My thing about health issues, they don't have to be health issues. You're staying on top of it with the doctors. And, you know, that's my thing about it. I don't let health issues have me. I have them, but they don't have me.
That's good. And we can use doctors. God can use anybody. I told you all the time about when I had my knee. It was jacked up. Now, unfortunately, it's bone on bone. But I was sitting in the living room with my son, Josh, and he was 13, 14, I guess. And there was a preacher talking on the TV, and I said, oh, I don't want to listen to no preacher. So I changed it, and it was Rosemary's Baby.
Oh, my goodness.
And I started watching it, and I got so convicted. So I went, Josh, we can't watch this. So I flipped it back over to this preacher, and he's standing right there. And he went, let me tell you right now, you sitting there right there on the couch, not wanting to listen to this, God is going to heal your knee. Now, take it, my knee was so swollen and bruised and yucky, and it hurt like the devil. That started clearing up all the bruising, the swelling. I didn't even have to use crutches. So, you know, don't let other things distract you. Our things in our life aren't to distract us. It's to help us to learn what God wants us to learn. Everything you're going through is a lesson. He's trying to mold you more and more like his precious, perfect son, Jesus. And we just need to be available. Amen. I want everyone this week to go out, get out of your box, and I want you to either compliment somebody, tell them God loves you, or something. I want you to do something that you normally wouldn't do. And we're going to come back and see what it is and see what happens. I guarantee once you do this one time, or pray for somebody in the store. I know when I saw Kim pray for those people in the store, I went, well, isn't that sweet? God, why aren't you over there praying with me? I don't want to go pray with them. Look at those people looking at me. And she would just go, do you need prayer? Yes, ma'am, I do. Well, let's pray right now. You know, I'm going, oh, wow, we're going to have church in the store. But that's because she had the faith to do it. She didn't let anything bother her. She just does it. I think it's so cool how she does it. I'm more of a go up and tell people, like gangsters, and say, hey, God loves you, dude. Huh? God. Oh, yeah, I'm going, oh, dear, I'm going to back up now before I get knifed. But, you know, you just got to do what God tells you to do. That's all it is. You are a warrior. Let's say that, okay?
You are
a warrior. I am a warrior. This is what we're going to do. We're going to go, I, and then say your name, am a warrior. Okay, ready? I, Priscilla, am a warrior. Come on, let's do it. I, Priscilla, is a warrior.
I'm a warrior.
You are. We're in an army that's victorious. Amen? Amen. Let's go to the Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you that you love us. Thank you that you got us. Thank you that we even get uncomfortable doing your thing sometimes, but that's okay. Because sometimes I think you want to see if we have enough faith to do it. I pray for the faith of your people today. I know we're few in number, but I know the Holy Spirit is here. And we thank you for that. Thank you, God, again, for just giving me your grace over and over for the silly, stupid things I do or say. And I love you in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Amen.